Merry friggin' Christmas from Wasted Time.
Freaking holidays.
I love Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
Charlie
Brown
is the best.
Maybe Kwanzaa.
You know, there's people listening that don't know that that's from Charlie Brown.
It's Charlie Brown. Everybody listen.
Charlie Brown. We all love Charlie Brown inside
look
of
this,
us, you know? The
underdog. Video.
We've got the video.
The one.
Doesn't Linus look so sad?
There's a lot of personality disorders on Charlie Brown. I don't know if you've realized.
Now, what's up, everybody? This is Wasted Time with Tom E. And Jess E. Jess E., welcome aboard.
A lot of E's.
There is a lot of E's, man.
A lot of E's.
We were originally going to call ourselves Cheesy. The E's.
The E's.
You should have gone Cheesy.
Wasted Time with the E's. That's Mike Burton throwing cheap shots at us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Welcome
I did, too.
Back.
I totally threw it right in there. Sorry
Second
about that.
Second time guest. Awesome.
Yeah. Mike
a
Burton.
Week.
E.
We're back.
It has
Mike
been.
E.
Mike E.
Mike E. Also, we got Dustin Chafin in the house here tonight, or in the basement.
The basement.
The basement.
I'm a second guest.
Like, Dustin, welcome aboard.
I was in the developmental stages, but I was on one of the shows.
Yeah, I was in one. He was in our pilot that never aired.
Was that the one? Let's see if this is going to work.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it anyway.
So far, so good. The one we did with Dustin, though, was brutal because we did it in the Comic Strip Live showroom.
Yeah.
No headphones, over the speakers.
And there was like seven of them.
Really?
Have you ever been here when they've done the lottery show?
Yeah.
So we had the lottery show set, and we're all on the chairs up there and everything, and
it
was complete mayhem. Mm-hmm. And it was our political edition right before the election.
Okay.
And we had Lee Camp and Sean, the bartender here, who is like the worst black Republican ever.
Yeah. He would just randomly say things that weren't true, and it was just awful. Like a real Republican, actually.
Hardcore black
a real
Republican.
Guy.
Yeah,
but then he started agreeing everything with Lee was saying.
Yeah, Lee is
like
total.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm like, sellout.
Total, yeah. As liberal as you can get is Lee Camp. And we were like, oh, this will be great. We'll get Lee Camp, Sean, Republican, liberal. This is going to be magic.
And then nothing.
So you get Lee Camp, the liberal, talking about stuff, and then Sean, the black Republican, is like, I actually agree with that. Yeah, you know what? You got a point there. All right, this is not good. This is not good.
At best, you're going to have to go moderate.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You can't go full bore.
It was brutal. And then Dustin was also there, and it was just garbage, and I apologize.
There were some good gems. I think we came up with a concept of taxing abortion.
Taxing abortion, yes.
One of the gems came up with, yeah.
We're going to tax
JR.
People might think twice about it. Yeah, JR definitely came up with that. We were all kind of rolling that around. People think twice about an abortion if you have to pay money on it.
I understand that. Yeah.
I'll just say it was a three-hour show, and we used maybe none of it.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Really?
I don't even have the footage. I don't even know what you did with it.
I think I might have it somewhere.
This is going to be one of those like 20 years from now. They're like, holy shit, we just found some footage in this guy Jesse's basement from the old Wasted Time shows, you know, on the podcast. Remember podcasts?
They're famous.
Wait, did we
now.
Already take our shots?
No,
did I miss
didn't.
That?
No.
I took mine.
Oh, Mike
really?
E.
Yeah,
really?
I
know.
I'm waiting for
his.
You guys. You guys
Mike's,
are talking.
Mike's no amateur.
Is this your first time here?
Hard.
Yeah, but did you really do your shot without us? Now you got to do another one.
What do you mean?
You can't do the opening shot without us. It's called Wasted Time, and you did a shot.
You didn't do yours when I did mine. It's not like I missed out. You fucked up.
Hey,
excuse me.
You guys want to go to a meeting?
Hold on one second.
Well, Dustin sips on his Diet Coke.
Yeah. Let's just make this a meeting. All right, I'm Dustin. I'm an alcoholic.
The two hosts, for some reason, have not done their shots. But yet the guest has. So something is not right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're blaming the guest.
Yeah,
hey, you're out of line.
Guest is
you're
always
out of
right.
order, sir.
Guest
weren't you on Law and
right.
Order?
I thought we was just talking about
you're
Christmas.
You're out of order.
I was just talking about Christmas.
Yeah, what happened is Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas schmismas. We're doing our Christmas
moment was
I
awesome.
I know what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying it sounds like shit.
No, it doesn't. Stop being so critical.
It
it's
not?
Great. Go. Just go with the show.
It's
fine.
I'll still do one.
Time for a sippy sip, everybody.
All right, here we go.
Sip.
And.
All right.
And Tragedy.
Drown the misery. All right. yeah, Daddy can't feel. All
right, man.
Daddy delicious, can't Jameson. Feel. Thank you, thank you.
No, it's not delicious, and I'll say this every week. It's the most disgusting shit ever, but
hey, it makes me 5
minutes
face.
Later, magic.
Not awful.
Powers not awful. Whiskey is the better of the two, if you come to Irish whiskeys.
Which one?
Powers is what all the Irish drink. Like, nobody drinks that, really. That's kind of like in Australia, where, like, nobody drinks Foster's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Ireland, nobody really drinks Jameson. It's Powers that they drink. It's a much smoother whiskey. It's amazing. Okay. You can get it at most Irish pubs, but I think when I used to drink, it was way better than that. It doesn't have that bitterness to it. Yeah. And that's the dangerous part, because you can drink a whole lot more of it. Glad that got an applause break. Brought to you by Powers Whiskey. Preston Chafin.
So back to the past. We'll go Christmas. We'll go. We'll even do. You want to do Christmas party? Should we do?
Well, we're actually at the Comic Strip Live's Christmas party. If you can't hear all the Christmas frolicking and
Dustin,
and all
Dustin,
the good
I'll
stuff
say
going
that
on
Dustin
the
had the video of the night.
Nice. Thank
I
you,
missed
buddy.
It. I was
Thank
down
you.
Here.
Were you really?
He's seen it, though. He's seen it, though.
Yeah. The cat
calls. And
cat
calls.
Asking him, cat call, you asked, genius. It was great.
You know, you asked the guy who
Dustin,
actually
what's
did it. I'm like, hey, Dustin, how'd it go? Yeah, you know, it's all right. You know, but how was it, Mike? Was it great?
It was great.
I've seen it.
It's fun.
So the crowd reacted great.
It's not like there was a lot of competition, but
all right.
But on any, like back when we started, like when Lenny was doing his videos and everybody was doing good videos, that would have held up.
Thanks.
That would have been right there with the good videos that I've seen here.
Just so everybody knows what we're talking about, we're at the Comic Strip Live. It's their annual Christmas party, and every year the comedians, whoever feels like they want to, make videos, funny videos.
For a long time, for like 30 years.
Did you ever
whenever
see any
opened.
Of mine in Nori's?
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
And nothing?
No.
Really?
Nah. Okay.
Nah. We like Dustin's. Go fuck yourself.
Why are you so competitive, Tommy? This is about me right now.
I'm just adding because he made it sound like he brought up Lenny as if we weren't the kings for the last 3 years.
No, but when Lenny was doing it, when Lenny was in there.
Lenny was hardcore, though. He did Willy Wonka.
Exactly.
I mean, he went hardcore. Like, you were like, oh, my God, this is a real TV show.
Yeah.
They did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
But for the Comic Strip
people who
lottery.
Work at the comic,
I got the golden ticket. I got the golden ticket. Like
unbelievable!
That,
oh, really?
Like singing, dancing, everything.
Unbelievable!
That's cool.
I mean, really? I mean, and did he do the Star Trek one too, or was that who was
that?
That
was Buddy
did
Flip.
Was that?
Buddy, not Buddy Flip. Buddy Bolton.
That's another Buddy one Flip. that stands out to me. But
yeah.
Lenny did a couple of them.
He did
though,
several. Yeah,
that
yeah,
were
yeah.
just like so, major productions, like months. Yeah. He would do, like, and finally he just had to stop. He's like, I can't do it anymore. It was exhausting.
Yeah, the
king. Unbelievable.
Joe Matarese used to do some. He did I did one with him, the comedy, or Boogie Late Nights, or whatever it was about. Boogie Late Nights. Yeah, that was
funny.
I'm
in that one doing coke in the bathroom. It's awesome.
No, I did see that. All right, I did see that because I loved your part, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking, like,
ready to go. It was all Rick Shapiro'd out. Hey, man. Hey.
yeah.
I was like, do that cocaine. It's worth for Robin Williams.
Like, when they showed the one from earlier, they showed one from, what did they say, like 76?
Some doo-wop thing or something?
Yeah.
They play that every year. It's like, please.
I haven't seen that one before.
I've seen it a couple times.
This is almost reminiscent
of the 12-12-12 concert.
12-12-12.
Where we didn't watch it, and other people did, and we got to take their word for
and
it.
Then we
I saw the doo-wop.
Whatever. I didn't see.
Where were you during this? What were you doing?
The doo-wop was going on.
Bathing? What were you doing?
But it was making fun of the comics.
It just happened.
I didn't realize things were going on. I was setting up for
but
the
it was funny
show.
Because they were making fun of the comic strip and how it was hard to get on and how they didn't have any audience because everybody was at Catch a Rising Star.
Is that what it was?
The people that couldn't get in there got in here and all that. And it was great.
That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, that's the beginnings of my club in the village. It's all about that. Everybody's at the cellar.
We get the overflow.
So it's like it's a balance.
We can still see a comedy show.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're dealing with. That's the beginnings that we have to deal with right now.
I love that. Tell me.
What was the other videos? So it was Dustin's.
Oh, it was Danny
did great.
Danny McDermott did
Danny
one.
Danny McDermott. All right. He did one.
How was that?
It was fine. Okay, let's move on. He's the kind of guy that will stalk us if we hear something bad.
I just walked through, actually, while this was on.
Trust me.
I walked through, and I saw an apple or something sitting on a toilet.
It was good. It was
involved. Okay, we're good.
Kind of like Angry Orange or whatever. It was innovative.
I know Brenda did theirs.
Brenda did one that was done last year, and it was fine. It involved JR, which you...
But
like
Dustin,
looking at JR now, you can see the before and the after picture from last year and this year. So it's phenomenal.
Man. I didn't even think about that because JR lost a lot of weight.
A lot. I mean, he looks great. But you, when you see it on video, you're like, holy shit, man, you really did. I mean, you did.
Yeah, that's great.
We're just talking about you.
we're just talking about how great you look. Hold on.
From last year, the video that you were on from last year. And it said the before and the after picture, and you don't realize, like, you look great, but you don't realize how great until you see the video, and you're like, look at
this. Take your shirt off. It's coming off. It's coming off.
Take your shirt off to show everybody how skinny he is. It's actually.
You might want to get a refund.
Another. Oh, no. You ready?
No, not me.
No, you're taking a car home.
Yeah.
You ready?
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm not.
All right, everybody. JR is ready for a shot. JR, come on. A little baby. Baby.
All right.
What happened to the, what happened to the workshop that was here?
An aborted fetus, I'll take.
All right. Hey, everybody.
We were just talking about that time that we did this when it was a disaster, but your point was amazing with the taxing of abortion.
Hold on, real quick.
Maybe we talk about that.
Yep. Real quick. Hold on. To JR. All right.
I'll go to beer. JR? Cheers to you.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy holidays.
I guess I got to do a shot. I got to do a shot, too. Everybody.
I feel everything. Cheers,
all right,
guys.
So, Dustin, you're
just
telling
right
him about.
Now is just hanging out? Like with a bunch of comics. And
JR's daughter's here today. She's going to turn 8 next week.
Who?
That's
cutest
the
girl
store.
Ever. Dude, this guy's kids, unbelievable personalities. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I've known
she's
him
probably
for a long
up there
time.
Running the room right now. She's like, yeah, my dad don't know what he's doing. I'll start booking this shit here, man. I'll tell
ladies
you guys what's fun.
I'll tell you what, Jake is that way, and he's sick today.
Yeah.
He's sick today?
Sick.
Oh, sick.
Sick. Under the weather, but she's what do you call it? She's got the shy thing going on today.
Yeah.
Like what I would call a real pussy, but she you know, fuck it. She's a kid.
JR, it's puss hyphen.
She's a puss hyphen, my daughter. But I think if I can get a little fucking more booze into her, we'll have a good time.
You think you can get her down here for an interview? She's great. We had her down here earlier, just doing a sound check and everything, and she just you ask her a question, she'd go. She'd just shake her head no. She'd shrug her shoulders.
I was just explaining to her, listen, radio, you got to say stuff there.
Draw the picture.
And I was going to have her do a bumper for us where like, you know, hey, you're listening to Wasted Time. Yeah, that's not happening.
No.
She would have just shrugged her way through it.
Yeah.
You're
listening to Wasted Time.
I'm going to get back up there because Danielle? Carly, hang out with the black girl. get close to your roots.
Hey,
he's doing crap
if you
right
get a
now,
chance, bring her down for that would be funny. If she comes down, we can get her to say something.
It would be a riot if she does it. It would be a riot if she does it.
We love the way she shrugs.
Your voice changes when the microphone gets closer to you.
Why would you say something like that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you crazy?
How about this?
We only got 45 minutes. It's 44 minutes to say, hey, here's what's happening.
JR, or actually Frank Livingston. JR, a.k.a. Frank Livingston. The head writer, director,
talent of
Foul Mouth News. Hold on.
But the booking was fantastic tonight. And
he gets on stage and goes,
I book fucking people.
No, I think I would get a little more applause since I book a room. I got nothing.
That's great. Dustin Chaffin books the Greenwich JR books the comic strip, so they just had a little bonding moment there right now. I'm just a comedian trying to get spots, so they don't even want to talk to
me.
It
was Booker bonding. You almost never see that.
It was a little B&B.
Yeah.
A little B&B.
A little Booker bonding. That was nice. That was nice. It was a moment.
Why did we... because of the video. So Dustin clearly...
Won the video of the night. Nice. It's not a competition, everybody.
Nice.
It's not a competition.
It's a fucking competition.
But
wait, Dustin, what was the name of the video?
Empowering Catcalls.
Empowering
Catcalls. Catch it on YouTube. Empowering Catcalls.
Explain, what was the premise of the video?
Leah, my girl, she came home, like, just on a regular basis telling me about just ridiculous catcalls that she would get on the streets, how guys just say stuff, you know, mostly black guys. About, you know, just her ass, her titties, you know, just ridiculous one-liners. And then I said, how funny would it be if, you know, if somebody said something that was maybe positive instead? Like, nobody ever says anything like this, like, you know, about your hopes and dreams or something positive or whatever. So we went back and forth, and they got Jason involved and came up with this thing where it's construction workers watching women walk by and then saying, like, you know, enlightening things.
Now I'm pissed I didn't do it because you asked me to do it and I couldn't do it for some reason. You're either I was great. Sick or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But good. I don't even know how to
speak. You'd be a good construction
positive.
Worker.
Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, bitch.
That's pretty much what it
You're
was.
You're very smart.
That would have worked
but he had good comics in it and good lines.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great cast. It was like Mike Vecchione.
Mike
Vecchione, Giannis Pappas, who's the internet sensation. And
Marika. What is it? Is
Marisa.
It Marisa.
And Mr.
Marisa.
Panos.
Oh, yeah. The Greek.
We lost a knee. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do right now.
Oh, we're going to be just fine. All right, so they did the videos. Yours was clearly the best. What did they do, three? So
three or four, I don't remember.
They did Danny McDermott.
It was kind of a blur.
He was a comedian.
And then we had Charlie Gayda did his impression of Vic Henley.
Who was the guy?
I don't know how that went.
Glasses.
Was
guy,
it a little long?
Guy with glasses, kind of not shaven.
He did the Jerry.
Blue t-shirt.
What's that guy?
Blue dress.
Jeffrey
Gerwin
or whatever.
Oh, that was, I forget his name, but he does a great Jeffrey Gurian. He read the 12 Nights of Christmas. How did that go?
Six would have been better. But,
could have done it.
Two Nights of Christmas.
we could have done it in a couple of nights and gotten the idea. Yeah.
What,
you know what it was?
The first
it was
time?
Like
we get it. Okay.
It's like when we did when we talked last time about Saturday Night Live, where it just goes on too long, and you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm done. I'm good. I get the joke. Let's just move on.
Did
no,
you see when Saturday Night Live did the, what is the Gangnam Style? What the fuck is that stupid song?
It is Gangnam Style, but I don't know what it is.
They did a parody of that.
Everybody
and it just went on and on. And you're like, you're just pretty much redoing the video. It was. All right, I don't even want to get back into that again.
Yeah, we did it.
We know upsetting. Mike Burton loves Colin Jost, and no offense and everything, but the writing.
I do think he's funny. I think
he's
a good comic,
funny.
But this show. This
no,
show. We were talking
but
about
like
show.
I said before, they don't have final say either.
Right.
They could write a million scripts, and only five of them make it, and it's the five worst that you could ever fucking punch.
Well, it's about execution. I'm sure some of those guys back in the 70s even, it's like, you know, you got Chevy Chase and Bill Murray and all these guys, Jane Curtin. It's like, I guarantee you the writing wasn't that amazing as opposed to how they delivered it and how they just executed it.
So you really think they could take a shit script
those
and
guys,
make that
absolutely.
Shit genius?
Absolutely.
So name a script that you think might have been shit.
Land Sharks.
And which one was that?
Where they knock on the
land
door.
Sharks.
Land Sharks. That's that's ridiculous. But with those guys,
they
it's
made
funny.
It work.
It worked. And I think those guys would put an ending on it.
Yeah,
there's no
absolutely.
Endings anymore.
Now there's no endings. It's
yeah, like, they would like
gonna
close
it.
On it
and
close it.
Commercial.
Yeah. Like the bumblebees with like Belushi, like anybody else, that's not gonna work.
Right.
That's just not gonna work.
Am I not talking?
It's funny. Actually, I watched that the other day.
The bumblebees. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But like Belushi being all rock stars, the bumblebee. I mean, this is stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
That make it. Those guys were just special. They were.
But that's the way you do it. I mean, that's what improv is, and sketch and improv mixed should be that show.
We were just talking
about it. Doesn't seem like it's improv
anymore.
You can see him reading.
Well, it's not really improv.
It's
got
to have that.
It has to have a little bit just in case you flub up. But that shit is well scripted, man. Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
A lot of it's improv, too. It's both.
But it used to be, we were talking about the other day, was how character driven it was. Like, you could be a nobody on a show. Like, the guy who, what was his name? You're talking about the glasses, the nerdy guy.
Oh, Ted Kazurinsky.
He was a nobody. You would not know him if you didn't see him in those then. But he was a great character-driven guy. His characters were like, you're like, oh, yeah, all right, I remember that.
Like a John Lovitz.
Yeah. John
like
Lovitz is
guys.
Just unbelievable, man. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, he had that thing, and he wrote it as hard as he could. Why not?
I just watched, Nick at Night, or not Nick at Night, TV Land. Like, they started putting out all these sitcoms of their own now. There's like Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
They have
Betty
another
White,
one.
Though. You can't go wrong with Betty White. You put her in something.
Betty White,
gold.
Valerie Bertinelli. And he's on that actually, too. John Lovitz.
Oh.
And he did a couple lines of that guy. Yeah, that's the. Yeah. I'm a millionaire. Yeah, that's it. You know, and you're just like, oh, my God. Like, immediately I was like, oh, my God. You just start thinking about that character, man. That was great. And when he played Satan.
But he latched onto that.
He
latched onto
Satan.
But even in A League of Their Own, like a movie, where he did the same thing, where he was the scout. He's like, all right, whatever. You
he's
know,
a character, though, you know? Yeah. And now it's just like they get these guys. I feel like Saturday Night Live now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like they go out, they scout. They don't really find these actors, they find comedians that aren't even.
No,
I don't even
I don't get it anymore. No, I disagree.
Because I feel like everybody on Saturday Night Live, they come, they try to do stand up, and they suck.
Nah, and it's they because well they recruit from UCB in Chicago, Second City. That's where they get all these guys. Like Kristen Wiig, she's a breakout star. She's hilarious. Will Ferrell, I mean, all this.
Well,
a bunch
I'm talking about now. Like even
well, Kristen Wiig, you know, there's
I think
people that are good.
I think one, I see,
but
I'm
they're
sorry,
mostly sketch people from UCB and Second City. That's where they're not really stand ups.
But they don't know how to do stand up. But then they come out and they're like, I can make money doing stand up.
Like
so
a Jay Farrell, there'll be like a Jay Farrell. There'll be a couple of them that do that.
But I think they went through the phase of stand ups, and I think they stopped doing that because they went through.
They couldn't do it.
Well, they went through the David Spade, Rob Schneider.
Schneider.
Yeah, but those
and all those guys,
they were great.
Yeah, but there was an acting skill that Kristen Wiig and people like Phil Hartman and Will Ferrell and those guys, even now, Fred Armisen and all that, that they have that improv kind of character-y thing that they can do that comics, as funny as we are and the timing and everything is there, maybe it's not character-driven.
I couldn't do it. I can do stand-up, and I do well, but I can't act. For shit.
So you
give me lines.
Camera,
I think
you
could.
Give me lines. Jesse was doing something for a waitress here who's also an actress, and he was making a reel for her.
Okay.
And all I had to be was a guy with my back to the camera, not saying anything, just being a customer. And I couldn't even do it.
What do
I
you
could
mean?
Not stop laughing when she was doing her lines. I'm just like, really? I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I went on the commercial audition. I was like, why am I here? They're like, you got to come in. They saw me doing stand-up. They're like, come down for an audition. We're going to have you do, check, for commercials. I'm like, all right, whatever. I was like, yeah, look at me. I'm going to get my shit together. It was for raisins. And they're like, all right, read this.
You couldn't sell raisins?
No. Read this line.
Were you
and
playing
it's like,
a raisin?
No. I was just talking about how great raisins were. I was like, the script was like, after I climb up a mountain during the day, I like to sit at the top and just have a box of raisins to make me feel, and I'm just like, first of all, I ain't climbing shit. So I couldn't even relate.
No,
I was a fat bastard then.
You have to want the check.
That's why I'm not an actor. I can't do it. So I can't fake it. So I can't even pretend. I'm like, I tell the lady, she's like, you got to act like you're really you're doing this. And I'm like, I hate raisins. And she's like, well, you got to pretend that you do. I go,
that's what acting is.
I can't do it. And she goes, but then, and then you get to the top. I'm like, I'm not hiking. I'm not eating raisins. Right. I can't do it.
So if anybody's looking for acting work.
Let's focus on this emptiness of emotions that you have. Because this is what's keeping you from getting a raisin commercial.
Sun-made. Man, they're delicious after a hike up a mountain.
That's all you have to do.
That was good.
Take the shit out of that.
Yeah, but the
Man,
lines,
these
dude,
are the, be-
the lines, mm. the lines were mm. so retarded. And I was
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, no,
I
they're all
fat.
Written like shit.
I lost some weight, but I was fat then. I'm like, really? I'm hiking up a mountain and having raisins?
No, they're all written, like every commercial is written like shit. They all, like almost all of them suck. I did one where I had to act like we're, I took my son with me. Oh, we're doing a barbershop quartet. All right, so there's four of us, and we're sitting in a chair. Me and the other guy sitting next to me, and two guys standing up behind us. And we have to lip sync. So they let us read and then do this lip sync to some kind of jingle or whatever. All right, so we do that, and the guy's like, you're doing too much. You're like, rah, rah, moving your face. I go, well, that's what barbershop guys do. Like, rah, 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 mm-ba, right, moving mm-ba, my face. Mm-ba. Right, and the guy goes, yeah, but you're going to be dressed as a pepperoni. I go, what?
What was the commercial?
And he goes, Tabasco sauce. And he goes, you're going to be dressed as a pepperoni. And
you're
go,
the lead pepperoni, Mike. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're the lead.
And I looked at him and was like, all right, I'm out of here. I don't.
Hilarious.
I can't dress as, like, look, I can act and I'll commit to stuff, but dressing as a pepperoni, you lost me. I'm not doing that. I'm not showing up at the club with my pepperoni commercial playing during a game and sitting here watching a Knicks game and stupid pepperoni shows up. I'm not doing it. Like, everything flashes in your head.
Can you imagine?
I don't need everybody at the strip shitting on me for being a pepperoni.
That's
got to
be the
hour.
Worst, man, because first of all, comics will do anything, man.
You'll
be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they want me. It'd be a tampon commercial. You'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they want me.
I'm the best tampon ever.
And you do it.
Yeah.
But then you are watching the game.
Yeah.
And your friends are there, and
now
there's
you have a
my Burton's tampon commercial
yeah.
coming on.
I don't need that. That is unnecessary in my career.
Until you show them the paycheck.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's national, bitches.
I know. You think about that as you leave.
What
my first gig I did, acting gig, was I was an Entenmann's chocolate chip cookie, and it was me, and you couldn't see my face. I'm just in this cookie outfit, and it was Entenmann's, it was like cookie week or cookie month or cookie year or something, and Al Roker. I'm dancing with Al Roker on Good Morning America or something, and I'm in a cookie. And it's got a fan in it. It's like a high-tech cookie suit. It's got a little fan in it. It's real nice. It wasn't very hot. But that was, it was my shining moment.
How have you never told me this story?
I don't know, man. I keep it, you know. Oh, I got an audition story. I went to an audition wasted. Just hammered.
That's not really a story,
like,
if you're a comic.
Yeah,
no.
It was like, it was like MTV or something, and it was just like, and I did like, you know, like four shots of tequila or something, and I was just hammered. And I was just, because I used to get so nervous, you know, around like acting stuff, because I felt like, you kind of what you were saying, Tommy, where you just don't, you know, you don't feel loose like you do on stage. So I was like, I'm just terrified. So I did these shots. I went in the thing, and I was like silly and laughing, and I got a call back.
Of course.
And they were like, wow.
Oh, this guy's good.
They were like, you're so funny. You're so funny. So on the call back, I took it really serious. I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to be focused. Da, 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 da. I go in. It was the worst. I mean, like a minute in, they're like, okay, thank you. I was like, then the lesson learned was like, I got to be drunk all the time.
Yeah,
that's the only way I'm going to get booked.
That's great. I'm only going to get work if I have a couple shots of Jameson.
Yeah, and I lived that life for about 10 years. So,
what kind of work are you getting now?
He's
on our podcast.
I'm on about 60 radio stations. I'm doing good, buddy.
He's booking a club.
He's booking
I'm
a
not
club.
Saying, I'm not promoting to stop drinking or anything, but apparently it's working well for this guy.
Yeah.
He quit drinking. He's got a club. He's on radio. He's doing big.
I'm doing all right.
He does.
I'm doing good.
He actually
is. Rocking and rolling.
United Stations.
Dustin's doing big.
United Stations. We're doing good. 60 affiliates in Canada. What?
In Canada.
Is that true? What
United
do you
do? Stations. I produce a segment like a man on the street thing for different.
Comic.
It's like Dick Clark Radio work. Company, United Stations. It was his company before he died. And they just do a service, like content service for radio stations. So like bring phone calls, song parodies, things like that. You know, stations buy this content. We create the content. And one of my contents, it's a show I produced and created, and it's like a man on the street. Just goofy questions of people. And we throw it behind a beat and, you know, voiceover thing, and then just put it on different radio stations, like a phone burner. You know,
that's great.
They go do a question, and people call in and be like, yeah, if my ex was on the side of the road, I'd just keep driving. I wouldn't help them change the tire, you know, stupid stuff
like that.
Kardashian questions and, you know, ridiculous, awful things, but a check pretty much. That's, you know, what
hey
it
man,
is.
Hey, man, that's the name of the game right now.
So it's good, though. It's good.
You go out to the clubs, you do fine for the live crowd, and then find whatever other money you can make.
Absolutely.
And Dustin, what's that radio show you got going on?
And then I also do Hick Hop Radio on PNCRadio.fm. Tommy's been a regular guest.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I had a blast, actually.
Kyle Grooms.
Definitely.
We have a lot of guests like Jim Norton, Godfrey, Robert Kelly. It's a lot of good guys in the comedy scene. It's basically the idea of a black guy and a hillbilly, redneck Texas guy. And we kind of just go back and forth on issues, and then we, you know, kind of like this a little bit, a little back green room kind of style. And, you know, just throw it in there.
Hick Hop Radio.
Hick Hop Radio.
Awesome studio, too, like in Brooklyn. Right on the river.
Dumbo right there.
It's unbelievable.
Under the bridge.
Like, they got this window. You just look out the window. You're like, you forget we're even talking about. You're like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Like,
it's
the whole
studio.
Brooklyn Bridge right there. The video.
They have a window?
Unbelievable.
So what
I would give for a window right
there. Hey, you got a sound blanket.
So we got an exit door. Keep on walking, son.
We switched it up for you tonight, Mike. You know? You know what these sound blankets?
Yeah,
for you.
That's right.
Oh, was the last episode?
I was so
that
loud.
You were so great on that you haven't listened to yet?
I haven't listened to
you
it yet.
You were echoing like there was no tomorrow. Like,
was
I
really?
Bouncing off these walls, man.
He's
awesome.
Got time to listen. He's got steakhouses to headline.
He's got time. Shut up. It's a diner this weekend. It's a diner.
Hey, I know this great steak. I know this great steakhouse.
The Jersey Diner. Imagine that.
I know this great steakhouse in Tampa, man, if you're really looking for work. Morton's.
Morton's. Oh, those are nice.
Morton's.
Man, if I can book a Ruth's Chris.
Is that Roger Paul?
Hey,
is
whoa.
Ruth's
whoa.
Chris.
I think you're a little above your head right now.
Slow
right.
down. Slow
so
down,
high,
kid.
Buddy.
Settle down.
Slow down.
They give you a meal. Do you get the 8-ounce Filet? No, no, no. You're 4 ounce out. Filet, my friend. Yeah, I've seen your act. You're
yeah,
4 ounce.
Actually, you don't even get a fork. Good luck, buddy.
Here you go. Cut through it with a spoon, you dick.
Yeah. With nice. A spoon. We'll give fork. You some gloves if you like.
I like it.
Oh. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, we're in the basement at the Comic Strip Live during the Christmas party, and apparently
somebody's double
Ricky Velez just comes busting through
with
the door.
With his penis hanging out. Pull
with
your pants.
Yeah, 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 with his skinny jeans. Skinny
jeans. The only guy whose skinny jeans sag.
I hate you, Tommy. You were the worst.
Great, he hates me, but he's Tommy. The one that comes in here awkward wearing skinny
Tommy.
Jeans. And passing. And moving
can't
right along.
Skinny jeans, Ricky. Skinny jeans, Ricky.
He gets confrontational. He's a good dude, Tommy.
So what are you doing, Ricky? Get on a mic.
I had just an extra Heineken for no
oh,
reason.
Oh, you know what? I think you owe me a cigarette.
Yes, I do. Can no, I? Actually, I don't because the girl ended up
oh,
giving
yeah,
you one.
But from earlier.
I gave you a one.
But from earlier.
I'm a good guy.
I gave you one earlier.
That, Tommy. Don't be a dick
hey,
about
Jesse. Can you get service on your phone? Or is there an NFL update for me? We can do it. We'll do a sports update.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Nobody's got sports.
Ricky, did
sports.
You happen
all
to catch
I know is the Eagles got
their
ass whooped
you know?
On Thursday, and yeah. That hurts my feelings.
The Eagles? You a big Eagles fan?
Oh, yeah, big Eagles fan. They got destroyed by the Bengals.
Were you heading back?
Yeah, that sucked. I needed you guys to win that game.
I am a Bengals fan.
And I'm a Steelers fan. Whatever, dude. It's getting tense in here.
These guys are going.
Yeah,
but no,
playing
no,
each
no,
other
no.
Right now.
You're,
okay.
You're not, he's not a full-time Bengals fan. He lived there from 77 to 90.
He can be any fan
was
he
that
wants.
That
he can
it?
Be whatever he 82. Wants, dude. He can
oh,
be,
82.
But he's got a Brooklyn, 77 to 90. Got a Brooklyn Nets hat on. They've only had 15 games.
He's a huge fan.
Said 15
just
games.
Because they match my shoes.
He cries when they lose.
I don't even know who's on the team. They have
yeah, but hey, Jesse's wearing a black Eagles cap. Why don't you go get a black Eagles cap then, you
why
fucking traitor?
Hey, wow.
Hey,
it's getting
hey,
tense.
Hey.
I honestly don't have a team. I'm actually very much about players more than I am teams. I followed Terrell Owens from the Niners.
Gross. He's what? One of my you're not even a player time. Fan.
Yeah,
fuck
no.
Him. Come on,
yeah.
Terrell.
Let's get back.
You.
Let's get back to some racism.
It's
but anyway, I feel yeah, black guys. But I feel black guys do that.
Did
you
really
you
go?
Can,
I'm
you
a
test
fan.
That.
All right.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he's the worst.
I've
who?
Never heard anybody say, oh, dude, I'm a huge
T.O.
fan.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever
a huge
heard
he's playing flag football in Minnesota right now.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys.
Wow.
But let's go with the racist thing. So I feel black people, they do this thing that Riggy was talking about. Like, a lot of times, like, I'll see somebody wearing, like, my color to my team or whatever, a black dude usually, and I'll be like, yeah, go Steelers. And he'll be like, oh, I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Yeah, they just match the shoes.
Shoes.
He's got black and yellow Nikes on.
Right.
So it just matches.
He's not black either.
Oh, he has, what's the black thing?
You just JR, everybody.
Did you just say the
JR.
N-word? What'd you say?
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Just me on that.
All right,
one.
All of a sudden
okay.
We got a full room. We got Jordan Rock in here. We got Ricky
yeah,
Velez,
exactly.
JR, but nobody seems to be talking on a microphone. So,
so
unfortunately, if they're not on a mic,
can.
Jordan Rock.
I just want to say, so you're saying that my team affiliation should limit my wardrobe?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a Mets
absolutely.
Fan. It's all blue
yeah,
and orange.
Absolutely.
All
I agree.
Blue and
I wear this. I love horses. I'm just saying. Like, you have to associate yourself
Jordan,
with where you are.
Jordan, who's your team?
He pointed
who's
to his hat.
You got
that's
the
why
A-ball?
They
don't
wears
a hat. Hold on, hold on.
That's why they
hold
call on. It team colors. It's wow. Team colors. Yeah.
Who is your team, Act? Do you have a team? Any team?
New York Knicks. New
Knicks.
York Knicks.
All right, so.
But I also own a Brooklyn Nets hat.
But do you own any orange, blue, and you own anything orange
yes,
and blue?
Yes, I do. I own the Knicks. I have like a few Knicks t-shirts. I have a few Knicks jerseys.
Time out. Okay. I am also a Knicks fan. I own a fucking $300 Patrick Ewing jersey, which is my favorite. It's the
well, he's Ewing. All right,
well, when
he's
we start talking about
okay.
People that own worthless shit that's worth a lot of money, we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Dude, I got awkward in the house.
Do you wear
right.
Do you wear
one.
The Ewing
yes.
Jersey?
Yes, I do.
You wear the $300 jersey?
Yeah, but why not? Why
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Are you kidding me?
I got one. I got a gym. I got
oh,
a gym.
Shit.
Here's what bothers me. Here's what bothers me.
It is getting a
here's
little
here's what bothers me. The one guy, once again, usually a black guy, that wears Where's the jacket with all the teams? I'm like, really?
No.
All the teams?
Go fuck
you
yourself.
Like the Celtics and the Lakers?
No,
come on.
When you see that dude? When you see that dude?
Yeah.
Just walk away from that dude. He's all bad.
I know. I say.
A robbery. He's got a few felonies.
No, it's true.
You walk up to that guy. You walk up to that guy and you rip your team off of his jacket and you take that shit home with you.
Yeah.
I would love to watch you do that, Tommy. After you got raped.
Tommy fights guys on the subway. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
No, I'm a fan of everybody.
Like, I believe it.
Nori Davis.
It's like a gangbang podcast.
This is like, what, 3 hours now? How long this podcast been going on?
It's 30 minutes.
Just started. When did you start? You just started?
Just started.
35
minutes.
35
minutes. 45 minutes ago.
All right, we'll give you the check spot, Nori. You can come back.
No, you don't get no goddamn check spot. You get that to him. I don't know his name. It's black, but I got it.
Really? Still talking about that? All right.
It was last year!
You don't even have a DVD out on that shit.
Well, this is comic beef right here going
on. That's right. Unless it's on Netflix, it doesn't exist. All right.
It's coming on Netflix! The producers don't know what to do.
My fucking stand-up's coming on Netflix.
Nice.
Check that shit out next month.
It's mayhem.
Next month, son!
On that InstaQ?
Yeah, people love talking when they're not on a microphone.
It's safer.
We lost Pat Dixon. Pat Dixon.
Pat walked out here and said, "This is a circus.
This is all sports. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
I got my suit on. I'm done."
And then Captain Awkward's coming through. I don't know
Luigi,
what he's doing.
Everybody.
Yeah, you're not sharing a mic with me.
Luigi,
man.
Say hello.
Gotta pay some dues.
Luigi, Captain Awkward here.
Yeah,
how's everybody doing?
This 4 years. Say it again. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, you interrupted me, Dustin? It's Luigi here, Captain Awkward. You guys hear this guy, right? Awkward, I mean, I just make things a little awkward. Watch the silence.
Just a little bit.
Watch it.
And awkward.
And crickets.
Awkward.
Crickets.
Hey, the guy never fails. He never fails.
Josh Hyman is back.
No. Sean, we're doing well. We're doing good, buddy.
Hey, Sean is not allowed on the radio.
You're not allowed. We're doing good.
Josh
we have
Hyman
a flow.
Is back. Guest of ours last week for creator of JPP, the OPP remake of JPP.
So PP, exciting PP to be back, PP. Thank you.
PP time.
We're at the Comic Strip Live Christmas party, so everybody's a little looped. So if nobody makes any sense.
Actually, speaking of which, let's have a shot.
All right. Really? All right.
Oh. That's you.
Waste of time.
Are you doing a shot today, Josh?
Yes, I will be doing
Good for you
Mike,
guys.
You out? All right. Mike's got to drive
Josh
home.
Is going to take
I have 5 years
Josh
sober this month, and, you know, my life's been better.
How long
have
you been sober, Dustin?
About 5 years.
Oh, shit. I don't know how you do it.
Josh?
I had a good run.
Yeah.
Tapped out. Like, yeah. I did it. It was as fun as it's going to get. I didn't get arrested. Nobody died, technically. And, you know.
You're leaving?
All right, well, everybody,
you're
cheers.
Leaving?
A little sippy sip.
All right, cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
We'll go back to sports. Cheers. We want to go back to sports? We can go back to sports.
Let's go back to sports.
As long as we do.
Does anybody know what's up with the Cowboys?
Tom, making another pussy face. Another pussy face for Tom.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. As long as we don't talk about the Giants losing 34-0, we can talk about sports.
They were brutal today. Dude.
Let's talk about that, actually.
Eli threw an interception
first
pass of the game.
You going to open with an interception?
Who opens with an interception?
Roethlisberger.
You
got to
open
that.
Stronger than that.
At least,
you know what, though, man? I would take Eli on Eagles. I would take Eli any day on Eagles.
I would, too.
I would take your quarterback.
We still have to play.
Who, Foles?
No, the black guy.
Or Vic?
Vic?
Yeah.
He's a man.
If he's got a couple dogs with him.
With my team, he would do great.
Hey.
Your team can't protect anybody.
No. We have no line.
Yeah.
We got no offense line.
My team, forget it. The Steelers could make him
a
star.
They got a great offense line.
I don't know. I was checking. They were up. They were up 24-17. We were talking football.
We got
Cowboys Steelers.
Yeah, does anybody know what the Cowboys Steelers score is?
Anybody?
I'm a
Steelers fan because everybody.
Yeah, the Cowboys they got to lose. I mean, at least for the Giants.
Actually, you know what? I hope they win. Because
you know what, Jesse?
Fuck the Giants.
You know what? Fuck you and your Eagles hat. You know what? I don't care if it matches your shoes.
That giant bird on your hat, dude. It's not even like a little sign.
And you guys just have a word.
I kind of like it. It's American. I like it.
A few weeks ago, he wore that hat. The bird was a little fatter. It's looking a little weak now. It looks like he hasn't eaten in a few days.
You could.
It's looking weak, man.
You guys are going to be good in a few years. You're going to be good, and you're still not going to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen, Cincinnati.
I know.
Listen, Cincinnati. You can't talk smack.
Hold on, hold on. Mike does a great icky shuffle.
Let's do it. Nothing. You can't do that on. You can't do that on radio.
Nice. I can't believe you remember that.
Nice tiger stripes.
Are you
really? That's when it went downhill. It was better when it was just Bengals written on your helmet.
No, no, no. The tiger stripes are awesome because
Awful.
Look, there's no other football team that
is gay like that. No,
and inspired an entire wardrobe. An entire.
What are you talking about?
The workout wardrobe with the tiger stripes on? Bengals did that.
Yeah, Sinbad is the only one who wore it.
I'm not, as a comic, I'm talking like
Sinbad.
Every workout guy ever in the 80s that did that with that workout pants and the tiger stripes. We did that. Nobody wore fucking Steelers bullshit on their head. Hey, I'm a fucking Steeler.
Hey, do you know what that is about? That's about a city coming together and like blue collar people building a nation. That's what the Steelers is. All right.
What
do we have steel, Mike? You know what we do with our tiger stripes?
We had a zoo.
Exactly.
Cincinnati has a zoo.
All right, you guys. We're gonna take a break real quick. We'll be right back, man. All right, you guys, we're back. This is Wasted Time with Tom, E, and Jesse. As you just heard, we got here a legend, Angel Salazar.
The one, the only.
The only Angel Salazar. You might recognize him from Scarface.
Scarface.
What else?
Angel, what do we get? What else are you from?
I did Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way. How did I leave
Punchline.
That out?
Punchline.
Carlito's Way is actually one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love that fucking movie.
I actually never saw that movie.
No, first of all, Scarface is amazing.
Absolutely.
Carlito's Way, amazing.
I played Chichi. Chichi get the yayo. Scarface.
Chichi get the yayo.
Yes. And I was also in the movie Gone with the Wind.
Shut you were.
I was the baby.
Were you?
I was the black baby.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So this show is called Wasted Days, Wasted Time.
Wasted time. You know, we're just getting wasted man. We're doing shots. We're going to do a shot here
Angel,
right
actually,
now.
I appreciate you being on.
Hey, man, you're my boys, man. You know,
you
the
got
family. Hey, do they know we're...
Oh, man, how about if I open the bottle? Holy shit.
This show, by the people listening out there, all you wasted people out there.
By this time, yeah. Angel,
yeah, they got everything else. They have Jameson. They have pot. They have beers. The only thing missing is yayo. This guy have no yayo.
No yayo. Yeah.
What is this world coming to?
And you would know if we were on a yayo because we'd be talking a little faster.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. A little sippy sip, little shot right here. Jameson, Angel Salazar.
Salazar.
Tom E. Wasted Time doing shots.
Angel, I really do appreciate you being on this, bud.
Hey, man. You guys are my boys. Now, do they know that we are we're airing the show direct from the basement on the comic strip?
The basement of the comic strip we were just talking about earlier. It was the comic strip live, comic strip
from the basement.
Christmas party.
Yeah, and we have an Irish guy from Belfast. He is smoking a big bum, bigger than Cheech and Chong. Now, if you think you have problem understanding him before, imagine now.
Oh, he's actually, you can understand him more when he's hot.
Oh, you really?
Seamus McDade.
When he's sober, you don't know what the fuck he's saying. Oh. You're like, what did you just say? But then he takes a hit, and you're like, oh, all right, I get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to get fucked up to be normal.
Yeah, because
Seamus McDade we got.
But like you.
My Irish friend, when he talks to me, I just agree to everything he says.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Yeah, I said, yes, yes, I'm with you.
What did you think about the party today? Were you here? Did you get here early?
I got here a little later, but the party was rocking. It was happening.
It was happening?
It was happening. It was cool. Yeah.
You recognize anybody, like, worth two shits?
Yeah, yeah. There was
besides yourself?
Yeah, no, there's a few people here. But I must admit, I was the biggest celebrity.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're the high point. Like,
you are the high point.
Was there anybody here that actually excited you? No.
There was a couple blondes. One was taking pictures with a miniskirt.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Stacy Cowell.
Taking pictures with a miniskirt.
Stacy looking all good, taking pictures. How you doing, Stacy?
Yeah. I saved Stacy from a black guy that was trying to pick her up.
Did you? Was he was he a big guy?
Yeah. Yeah, some black guy say, you know, honey, listen, I have a house in Malibu.
Malibu.
I have a summer home in Newark.
Summer home in Newark. Yeah, that's getting you a lot of pussy right there, man. Summer home in
Jersey? What's wrong with Jersey?
Nothing's wrong with Jersey, but if you ever tell anybody you have a summer home in Newark, fucking run.
Well, after this fucking year, though, what's wrong with that?
You know,
no homes on the fucking coast.
I live in Astoria, but my real place is in Newark.
Yeah, right. We got exactly.
Car theft capital of the world.
Exactly. You
know, what do you say we go steal a car and then we go to my place?
I say we go to Angel's place.
Yeah. Let's go to my place. Let's go.
What are you doing now? What's going on with you?
I'm doing the economy is brutal, man.
It is brutal.
I'm doing stunt work for porno movies.
What, standing?
No, porno. You know, porno movie?
Yeah.
Stunt work.
He's doing stunt work for porno.
Stunt work for pornos.
When the guys get tired, I come in.
Angel. Jump in.
They don't show my face.
Angel comes in with his heart on and shoots the load. Wait a minute.
Only problem, I got fired on the first day.
Why?
after 5 minutes, they need a stuntman for me. Right? For me.
That's fucking great.
Angel's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Angel Salazar doing stunt work for porno actors.
I do it.
So how many people listening right now?
A million.
Right now, right? No, really. How would you say? 3,000, 4,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of those people are high right now?
Four.
All of them. If they're not, then they're not welcome.
Yeah. Do any of those people listen, they have any yayo?
All about the yayo.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's your thing, man.
That's my department.
We're going to go skiing, everybody.
If I did any yayo, my heart would explode and I would die. I can't even drink Red Bull. I had my time with yayo. That was a long time ago. And I loved it.
Angel.
But you know what happened? I started being best friends with people I couldn't stand. So I was like, I got to quit this shit.
Right.
You
know,
hate a motherfucker. Be like, I hate this guy. Be like, hey, man, you want some of my shit?
Yeah, because they have yayo. You hang out with them. Yeah.
They're your best friend.
The best coke.
I say.
Angel, where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn.
Flatbush.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Bensonhurst.
Bensonhurst?
Yeah.
But I live in Washington Heights.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point now. Listen to this. The other night, I went to do some yayo. I went to score some perico, the perico cocaine, right?
Yeah.
So I took the A train uptown to Washington Heights.
Oh, really?
Cause it was
my neighborhood.
Yeah, because it was after 10 p.m. And after 10 p.m., Dominicans do not deliver. They don't deliver, right? You know that, right? So.
They don't deliver.
He was looking ashamed if I said that.
They don't deliver.
They don't deliver the yayo.
After what time?
After 10 p.m.
Really?
After 10 p.m.
That's when
everybody's
getting started.
I know. You have to come up there at Washington Heights.
Oh, fuck that. That's your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood.
But everybody seems to live in Washington Heights.
I live in Washington Heights right now. 164th.
What is where?
164th.
64th in Broadway?
Amsterdam.
Oh, I'm saying that. Yeah, I know the area. I know the area.
Where are you at?
Angel knows my fucking neighborhood. That's
fucking
awesome. Oh,
you're in Brooklyn.
All
right. Yeah.
So what? You go to Washington Heights to get your
yayo? He goes to my fucking neighborhood.
There's no yayo in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Angel. No. What I really want to know is when can we hang out?
When can we hang out?
You're hanging out right fucking now.
Right now.
Outside of the fucking podcast. I want to hang out with Angel outside of the podcast.
In your face, sucker! I don't know.
Last time I was doing a show here, you know?
Yeah.
Last time it was Halloween.
Was it?
Yeah, I was here at Halloween, and I was hanging out with my boy here, and I had some yayo with me. That yayo, my
Tony yayo.
It was thrown. No, you did. I give you a line of the yayo. You did a line.
He's not talking to me. He's not talking to me.
Let me tell you, hey man, I gave you a line of the yayo.
Hey Tom, this Halloween, I gave him one line of my yayo. He went trick or treating for 2 fucking weeks.
Dude, he was asking me for candy earlier.
Right. He was Batman, Superman, the Cableman.
I didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. It's like, hey, trick or treat, bitch. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like you're living in the past.
So, and so yeah, yo, you guys run a professional operation here. Look at this equipment.
Yeah, we're trying.
Heavy duty.
We got like dials, we got buttons, and all kinds of stuff. Microphones.
The only thing you need for next time I do this interview, people to call in.
Yeah. That's what we're working on next time. Yeah, next time. Call
in. Or like you know, like the door being closed and it being a little warmer in here.
Yeah. Well, next time you guys want to talk to Angel, we'll be around and you guys can make fan calls.
Yeah.
Make what calls?
Phone calls.
Fan calls.
Fan calls. Phone calls.
We can make fan calls, dude. Like this is like the longest podcast ever. Like,
and it really does not matter.
It's no.
We got Angel fucking Zalazar on this fucking show.
He just struggled saying his name.
No, I didn't.
It's wasted time.
It's fucking said, Angel Zalazar.
We got Angel fucking Zalazar.
I'll stretch it out.
Is that Pop or Jameson? What is it?
Jameson.
Both.
Jameson.
Both.
Wow.
It's
not my fault. It's Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey.
White yeah. Shame.
Yeah, yeah. Here. I mean,
we got Seamus McDavid.
No, that's too much.
Shame.
That's too much.
That's the end of it, man.
Shame. What's
Angel
Shame?
Give us a high. The end of the Jameson.
Getting on to Angel here. I say Angel is the Keith Richards of comedy.
Absolutely.
Yo,
absolutely.
Angel's the fucking man. Right, to be honest, when I started working here and I found out Angel was on the fucking show, I was like, fucking right.
Dude,
on,
that's awesome,
man.
Absolutely.
Honestly, that made my fucking day when I found out Angel was on the fucking show. First time I was working here.
Well, you guys.
It's kind of crazy that you found out that he was on the show when you actually asked him.
No.
Hey, Angel, can you do the show?
No. That
I'm so shocked.
That wasn't it. I was working here for a bit.
Jesse's wasted.
Yeah, I am. Goddamn right, I am. But I was working here, and I was like, Angel Salazar is coming on. I'm like, Angel Salazar. I was like, I know that fucking name. And they told
Scarface.
Me, he's like, he was fucking Scarface.
Scarface.
Like, get the
if
fuck
you,
out of
if
here.
If you watch Scarface, like, you got to know who Angel is. Like,
I was like, I am not going to watch fucking somebody that was on Scarface. And I'm like, yeah, you are. I was like, well, I just made my year. My year.
Were you
my got, day.
Were you guys
my
here
year.
That one night? I brought Manolo, the tall guy, the married the sister.
Yeah, the other guy that was
here?
In the movie with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Stephen Bauer. He came here with me. You were here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He kept picking you up.
Yeah, he kept picking me up. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. It's ridiculous. Like, this guy's an icon.
Next time,
Angel is a fucking icon.
That's what I'm saying.
Next time, I'll bring Tony Montana.
Tony Montana.
You know, actually, one of our bartenders, Greg.
Greg drives for
Al Pacino.
Yeah,
he's his driver.
Yeah.
So
Greg's a good fucking guy.
We should just have him accidentally drive him here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, whoops, get out of the car.
Angel.
We got Angel. We got Angel with the yayo waiting downstairs in the basement for the podcast.
Now, this show, when would it show on the air?
Oh, it'll be up tomorrow.
This will be
on
iTunes. This will be on iTunes,
Podomatic.
Oh, really?
And
Zone Radio.
We have an internet radio station.
Zone Radio. The Zone.
You guys get comments? People write comments?
Angel.
We just.
Quick
shot. You know what? We just
Angel,
started.
I want to
this is our third episode. So, we're starting off and we're starting to do good.
Wait. What is before everybody. We'll sip with Angel. Me and Angel.
Yeah. All right. Hey, cheers.
What is the response from the people listening right now? How do you know about
day.
The response?
People are into it. They're enjoying it.
Stacey.
Yeah.
They write your letter. They write email you.
Email.
They leave comments.
Oh,
on
they leave
iTunes,
comments on the iTunes. Okay, that's what I meant.
Or you know, they text. Like, so far, so good. This is our third episode.
Oh, this is your third episode.
Number three. We did the first one with Vic Henley. We did another one with Mike Burton. And then this one that we're doing, we have you.
Okay.
Andrew Schultz was on. Brian Scott McFadden.
Oh, cool, cool. So every week you got comedians.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Cool.
Definitely,
nice.
Yeah. Not speaking of Jesse.
Not speaking of Jesse?
Angel's fucking awesome.
This guy is wasted.
How did Jesse got so wasted?
I don't even know because he was fine before, and now all of a sudden the guy can't put a sentence together.
I've been drinking since
I'm like,
3 o'clock.
Hey, so have I. So have I.
But
and
I'm
like,
awesome.
Hey,
and
I'm like, hey, Jesse, hit record. What?
But unfortunately, I can drink better than Tom.
But you do not speak well when you're drinking.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm a better alcoholic than you.
Check it out, New York City. This is Angel Salazar, famous movie star from the movie Scarface. Chichi, Chichi, get the yayo, Scarface. I'm here at Waste of Time with Tom E. and Jesse E. Check it out.
Tommy Chong?
Yeah. Angel.
Yeah.
Do a shot?
Yeah, yeah, do a shot, yeah.
Me and Angel are going to do a shot, everybody. Oh,
guy,
ching, ching.
Guy is fucking wasted.
Fucking tippy sip, everybody.
Do your shot and hit the
fucking
bag. Listen,
fuck
already.
Everybody. I'm doing a fucking shot with Angel Salazar.
Next time, guys. Next time, make
and
a
rum. And that's all that fucking matters.
That's a man talk.
Make a rum next time. Rum with tequila.
Rum?
Rum with tequila.
Oh,
rum
Angel.
With tequila.
It's a whiskey.
Or tequila.
No Jameson for you. You're not
into No, I get sick on whiskey.
Angel,
oh,
can
you
handle whiskey?
Some
am I not even
Yay. Oh, my God. and I don't know how to river dance either.
You can do it, man.
Yeah,
river dance, you can do it.
Angel can't handle the whiskey.
You know how to river dance?
I can river
hey,
dance
Jesse,
all day.
Do some river dance.
You want, you want me to river dance?
Yeah. Christina, you know how to river dance?
Christina, that's great. Stacy.
Oh,
this guy's All right, everybody. Jesse just fell off his chair and busted his ass.
Why did he fall down? Why did he fall down?
He's fucking wasted.
Why did he fall down?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Angel, this is embarrassing.
No, he's saying your name is funny or something?
What's that?
It's because of your name?
No, he just busted his ass because he's drunk.
Down. Oh,
I fell down.
It's a good job being bouncing.
Look at him. Dude. All right. Jesse's out down for the count, man. He is done.
He's like Pacquiao.
Look, you're going to fall over and break everything. All right, Jesse. Hey, man. Jesse. It was great.
My fault.
It was great
fault.
Having you on the show today,
I'm not
buddy.
Done. I'm not done, everybody.
I think you are.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It is
no,
wasted time.
As long as Angel Salazar is on the show, I'm on the show.
How?
Exactly.
You might be on the show, but you'd be on the floor.
How's
on
he,
the show.
How's he getting back to Washington Heights?
Dude, he's still working. He's got to work tonight. He's working upstairs right now.
Are you kidding me?
No. He's working right now.
You got to be kidding, man.
I'm working right now.
Oh, my God.
Working on trying to stand up.
No, I'm sitting here. As long as Angel's sitting here, I'm sitting here.
Wait a minute. He said he's supposed to go up there and call last call?
Yeah, like he's working right now. Like he's supposed to, if anybody caused any trouble upstairs,
yeah.
He's the guy that's supposed to take care of it.
He's the bouncer?
He's the bouncer.
Check that out.
Okay, here's a song for all the Mexicans out there listening
Mexicanos.
To us. Hey, vatos locos. The
I
bouncer,
know Mexicans. It's
hey,
okay.
The bouncer of the comic street fell down.
Ivan.
The bouncer of the comic street fell down and he hit the ground. He couldn't get up.
I did fall.
Hard. Dude, what the fuck, man? Holy shit, man.
Well, yeah.
All right, you know, I know it's called wasted time, but, you know, the host can't be falling over. We got to somewhat at least stay in character for a
you
little while.
You know what, Tom? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I grew up all over. I lived in Utah for a bit.
All over.
But no, listen. I grew up in Utah for a bit. Ivan, my buddy.
Did you fall down there, too?
He loves Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friends in Idaho loved fucking Scarface.
This is a story.
Yo. Wow, you got guys special effects.
Yeah.
We got it all.
Hey.
We got it all.
Dude, do a police siren.
Do a
police siren. Okay, now do an ambulance.
Damn.
An ambulance. Okay.
Angel.
Okay, do it again.
Angel, let's do a shot.
Wait, do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse, the bouncer at the time of care, is on the way to the hospital. It's an emergency. There's no more bouncer at the comic strip.
Damn! Listen, first of all, my life is good now because Angel Salazar said my name as a bouncer.
Yeah, I hope nobody's starting any shit upstairs right now because...
I don't even give a shit about upstairs.
Hey,
Angel Salazar
you
said my name as a bouncer. My life is officially good to go.
Hey, watch this. Hey, Angel, say Tom E.
Tom E.
There you go. He just said my name too.
Tom E.
Hey,
fuck
you,
Tom. Say Jesse.
Jesse.
That makes my day.
Coming.
Ridiculous, man.
Coming soon.
So what are you up to right now? You doing anything? You on the road? You doing any TV?
What are you doing, Angel?
I'm traveling. I'm going to Texas. Oh my goodness.
Jesus. Christ, this guy just fell down again, man. Holy shit.
The bouncer.
Jesse, this is ridiculous.
In bad shape.
So what's up, Angel?
I'm going to.
How fucking embarrassing. Holy shit. Jesse,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
And you guys lied to me. You lied to me.
This guy.
You guys told me this was a family show.
Jesse,
kind of family is
just
this?
Stay on the fucking floor, man.
He's a casual
Holy shit,
already.
Man! This guy just fell on the floor twice. You're done. Wow! Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jesse, being around comedians, you know, is rubbing up on him. What? Jesse was doing an impression of Larry Flint.
What the fuck?
Jesse did an impression of Larry Flint going to the bathroom.
This guy is done. Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fucking wasted.
No shit. You fell down twice.
I'm wasted.
And he's working. I'm sorry, Angel.
It's okay.
So what the fuck? So you're going to Texas?
I'm going to Texas, Corpus Christi for...
You're in Texas a lot.
A lot. I go to Texas a lot, yeah. I'm going to the 20 and 29 Friday and Saturday, and then I come back for the 31st for New Year's Eve at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
You're doing New Year's Eve in Hasbrook Heights, right?
Yeah, Bananas Comedy Club, yeah.
I love that place, actually. Yeah. I used to do there all the time.
Oh, yeah?
They're in the Poughkeepsie one.
Poughkeepsie one, yeah.
I used to love Poughkeepsie, forget it, man. You could be the biggest douchebag in the world, and these people are like, God, you're amazing. It's like
they
being a rock star.
Yeah. Mira, what time is it?
You fall down twice and then steal my cigarettes at the same time?
What time is it? Because my girlfriend is up there. She got to go to, she's a school teacher.
11:13.
We got to go home.
All right, Angel.
Yes.
Thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
Angel's got to get out of here and bring his girlfriend home. Thank you for doing Wasted Time.
Yeah, Wasted Time. Jesse, you rock, dude. You rock.
Angel Salazar, everybody.
You are fucking phenomenal, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank
I appreciate it. You are fucking awesome. One of my heroes.
Thanks for doing Wasted Time, everybody. Right. We're going to wrap it up now. This was Wasted Time, our holiday edition. Thanks for tuning in, man. We hope you enjoyed it.
Feliz fucking Navidad, bitches.
Jesse's wasted. This is Tom E.
I fell down twice.
Jesse, you guys, thanks for listening, man. Take care.
Twice.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh. If I took you. Like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get high. Ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh,
feel I gotta be the man. I'm the head of my band. Mic check, 1, 2. Shut them down in the club where the Playboy does. So they all get loose, loose, out the bottle. We all get fit in again tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were on Wild. Black shades when the sun comes through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk about high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life told Muhammad that we hit fame. We beat it with the bell, we get insane.
This is Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.